If you have your Bible this evening, turn to Ezra chapter 7. Amen. Ezra chapter 7. Do appreciate the good Word of God, don't you? Bible says in verse 1, it says, "Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Shariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalem, the son of Zadok, the son of Atub, the son of Amira, the son of Azara, the son of Maratha, the son of Zeraha, the son of Uza, the son of Bukai, the son of Abshua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest." This Ezra, amen. So he wants you to know which Ezra this was. He wasn't just a... There have been several Ezras probably through history, but the Lord wants you to know which Ezra this was, okay? It was the son of the son of those priests that come back and tie in to Aaron, the chief priest. He said, "This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and of the Levites, and of the singers, and the porters, and the Nethims, and the unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him." Now I want you to notice this. There was several months, or 4 months to be exact, that Ezra was working on getting where he needed to be. Now sometimes we'll give up in just a moment or two or a day or two if we don't get through to God and get where we think we're to be right then. But Ezra was right at 5 months and getting to where he needed to bring glory to the Lord. So don't get discouraged. I say that to say this. Don't be discouraged in your journey. Praise God. Just stay in the good fight of faith. Just walk with God, and God will take care of you and be there with you, praise God, and help you along the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "For Ezra," verse 10, "had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment." Now this is a copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time I make a decree that that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee." I want to say this. If it wasn't of their own free will, it wouldn't have been for any purpose at all. Amen. We cannot do nothing less than we do it, but for God, for of our own free will, because we want to for his glory. Praise his holy name. It says, "For as much as thou art sent of the king and of his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and the gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priest, offering willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem." There again, I praise God, nothing will be done unless it's of your own free will. God, if we're going to do something and give for God out of our own free will because we want to for his glory, God can bless it. Amen. If we do it begrudgingly, God can't use it. Praise God. Amen. He said, "That thou mayest buy speedily with the money bullocks, rams, lambs, and with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of our God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and of the gold, that do after the will of your God. Vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needed for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow it out of the king's treasure house." Praise the Lord. "And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree in all the treasurers, to all the treasures which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law, the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily." unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. That, praise God. Don't you like it when there ain't no prescription for how much? God just gives it anyway. Praise His holy name. He said, whatsoever is commanded of God, the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of God of heaven. For why should there be any be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the porters, the Netheims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thy hand, set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily above him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Now, we had preached a few weeks ago out of Deuteronomy 8 on having a heart checkup or a checkup of the heart. I want to preach tonight just a little bit, if God will help us for a few minutes, on when we prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. When we prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. We see God and His almighty providence and His provision that He gives to the man of God. The man of God had a desire on his heart from God to do the things of God. And when he did that, he began to make that known to the king in Artaxerxes. Now this is king that was a king during Esther's time. And he went and pleaded with him. He told him the cause. The king began to see what was going on, and he began to minister to things. That God began to provide provision through the kings. Now he had done it. He's doing it now, and he had done it before. As we look at this and we see the provision that God made. We see it even during King Darius' time back in chapter number 6. When Darius, when they was going up and they was needing some help, and the king talked to Ezra and talked to Ezra, and he said, hey, listen, what we need a little touch. We need a little special touch, a special tug. He said, we don't want to do anything that'd bring reproach on the God of Israel. So he said, what we need, he said, is just a little bit of provision. Praise God from God. We see that in, excuse me, we see that in chapter 6 and verse number 10. He said that they may offer sacrifices and sweet savors unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Ain't it amazing how even old ungodly people can call you up on the phone and get to having problems when situations come up in their life? And they'll say, would you pray for us? Can you pray for us? Will you pray for us? Amen. I want to say that's what God does. He makes provision. He puts people in your path. He puts people by the way. When you need them, praise God, they can pray. They can seek the face of God. They can cry out on your behalf. Ain't you glad that's that way? But I'm glad that He made a way that we could come to Him ourselves. We could cry out and pray and seek His face, praise God. And He would provide the provision for our house. We see Ezra as he's going up. And now we see the things that's happened and God's intervening hand in this. They begin to build in chapter number 12. And then they come along and they stop them from building. They said, hold on a minute. You got to cut this out. They went with a falsehood, went with a lie, if you will, and said they're just going to rise up and they're going to quit paying money to the king. They're going to stop respecting the king and his throne. And so they stop the building. And then they say, listen, we need to get this building going on again. Watch the king's pleasure. And they go back and they look at the record books and they say, well, a king had established a decree that they'd go up and they would build the house of God of Israel. Amen. That it would be established and restored. Praise God, like it had been before. So they begin to offer this provision. And now we see Darius and Chapter number 6, he begins to supply this provision to them. We see it in verse 3. It said, the first year Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be built in place, the place where they offered sacrifice, and let the foundation thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits. These aren't no little old bitty walls. Praise God, they're walls big enough to race chariots around to side by side. He said, praise God, don't go up, build some little old simple something. He said, praise God, build something, praise God, that's worthy of the God of Israel. You say, well, he didn't know the God of Israel. Hey, man, I want to say, praise God, he must have known something. He knew that there was a God that had to be referenced and, praise God, magnified. He said, we want something that'll stand the test. He said, with 2 rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Amen, praise God. Ain't it amazing how God can use old sinners? Amen, for His glory. He said, let the gold and silver, gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which was in that, which is at Jerusalem, brought unto Babylon, be restored and brought again into the temple, which is at Jerusalem, everyone to his place, and place them in the house of God. Amen, praise God. I'm talking about a provision from God. God started that thing. He headed that little boy up toward Jerusalem. He said, you just go ahead and get things together and praise God, I'll send what you need. I want to say, praise God, you step out on faith and go towards God. Amen. Praise God, He'll send what we need, praise God, right on time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Cyrus, he says, hey, listen, he said, I don't want you to hinder the work. He said, I don't want there to be any hindrance, praise God, these people. Verse number 7, he said, let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men. Now watch this. That they be not hindered. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, sometimes we get worried and bogged down. We think about our finances. We think about this or that. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. Youngins, He owns it all. He has everything that we'll ever need. He's able to supply the need. He's able to meet it sufficiently, praise God. So we see the provision He had through these kings. We see Him providing through Cyrus. We see Him providing to Darius. We seem to providing to Artaxerxes. Amen. In chapter 7, I read in your hearing, the Bible says Artaxerxes says the same thing. Verse 27, he said, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. Praise God. What a blessing it is. He said that God Almighty put it in there. He said, why did he put it in there? So God could get glory. The king says in verse 23, he says, as I certify you, that touching any of the priests, Levites, or singers, or porters, Nephilims, or the ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose a toll, a tax, a tribute. Praise God, that's what this talking about. A custom upon them. He said, hey, listen, I don't want you to tax them. Don't we take nothing from them? If there's anything, praise God, they need, just give it to them. Amen, praise God. That's how God works. He'll not take away from us, praise God, when we're on His side, but He'll keep giving to us. He said, why would these kings ask for that? Why could these kings, praise God, because of the provision that God would provide for them, just like He did for Darius. He'd also do it for Artaxerxes. He says in verse 23, why He asked this, He said, whatsoever is commanded by the Lord of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Amen. He said, I don't want nothing, praise God, coming down on me, God of Israel. Praise God, we know what He is. We know what He's able to do. I don't want all that on me, praise God. I just want to do what's right. What is He saying? I'm saying, old heathen king. He said, I don't want to be a hindrance to the work of our true God. Praise God, I just want to be a part where I can be used of God. He said, I don't want to get in the way. I don't want to hinder the work. I don't want, if we could get some politicians, some people in the country today, and say, you know what? Hey, may we not be wrong, do right, but we ain't going to hinder the work of God. Praise God, you know what happened? Things would get right in this country. People get right in this country. God would prosper, and God would prosper His people. Amen. And get that bunch of jokers, clowns out of the way. Amen. Quit hindering the work of God. That's what they're doing. They want to do away with the things of God, praise God. But God began to give His provision for these kings. I mean, not just, and it's amazing, it's not just one. It's not just two, but it's three. God gives provision. Three. I wish you could had time to get into all this. Well, what a blessing it is. But we don't, but we'll press on. But what we're looking at is preparing our heart to seek the Lord. Amen. To seek the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise God. And so God begins to offer the provision to the nation. And then God begins to give the instruction. You know, we need instruction today. That's what's wrong in the world. Praise God. We're not getting any instruction. And the instruction that we're getting, it's wrong. Amen. We need instruction from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's what will make the difference. It'll give us a structure when we get instruction from the Lord. Praise His holy name. So He said He'd offer us instruction. And He tells Ezra this in verse 25. He said, "Thou Ezra." And how He called a man of God by name. I wonder why He would do that. Praise God. There must have been something about this, special about this man Ezra. Amen. Something must have been special. Hey, something that the king recognized in this man. I wonder if the people look at us today, if there's something special that they could recognize in us. Amen. A special holiness, a righteousness, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, thou Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thy hand. Now, what's he talking about? He must have been talking about the Word of God. Amen. That's the only thing I know that you can hold in your hand. Praise God. Amen. He said, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges. Now look what he said. He said, you need to go up there and you need to set this thing up. He said, if we're going to do it, praise God, we might as well do it right. Amen. He said, go up there. He said, set this thing up according to what God says. He said, I know that you know. Praise God. He said, you got the volume of the book in your hand. Just go up there and get it set up. Praise God. So that God Almighty can set this thing. So that God can judge and God can see and God can get move on His people. So that folks might know the difference between right and wrong. It only makes sense if you're going to go up and you're going to set up a city. Praise God, you want to set it up right. Now, I know in the world that we live in, they're wanting to tear it down. And they're trying to say that right is wrong and wrong is right. It's all upside down, but praise God, this old king, this wicked king says, hey, listen, go up there, praise God. Ezra said, you set it up right. That the judgment of God's might be right in his decision, what he does. Amen. Praise God. He said, you go up there and you set it up right. He said, set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people that are beyond the river. All such as know the laws of thy God and teach ye them that know them not. Now watch this. Amen. He said, you go up there and he said, you begin to set up the judgments. He said, you begin to do that that's right and show that that's right. And said, you begin to teach and instruct that that's wrong. Now they fuss at you today if you say something's wrong. Oh, we live in a world society, they don't want you to say that anything's wrong now. Everything's all right. If it feels good, do it. Amen. I want to say there's still a whole bunch of things in this world, praise God, that God says is wrong. Amen. He says it's wrong, praise God. If He said it wrong in Leviticus, it's still wrong today. Amen. Praise God. But He said, hey, sister, you go up and you begin to teach and you begin to instruct the people. Amen. He said, those that know the laws of thy God. He said, you begin to teach them, you begin to instruct them, you begin to show them those things. Help them to understand those things, that they might know them, praise God, in the free pardon of their sins, praise God. He said, you go up there, Ezra, you go up there and you begin to say, he said, you know what it is, you know what God says. He said, you go up there and instead of, he said, you begin to give instruction, you begin to get some structure in that community. What we need today is some structure in our community. Let me tell you what we messed up is when we took God out of our schools. When we took prayers out of our schools, we used to have some structure. Amen. Now we don't have no structure. It's just for every man fend for yourself. I feel sorry for teachers today. Amen. They're caught in the middle. They got to try to instruct a bunch of hellions that don't know nothing about God. They can't correct them because mom and daddy will come down there and fly mad on them. Amen. I tell you, wasn't that way, Brother Bill, when I was a youngin'. And when I was a young, mama took me to school first day and she told the principal, told my teachers, everybody in there, said if he misbehaves, wear him out. He said, you send a note home, let me know when he gets home, I'll wear him out too. Amen. I got to school, I was afraid to misbehave. I knew what I did. I got a whooping at school, praise God. I'd get another and I got home. You say, well, preacher, that's just not wrong. That's child abuse. Pray God. No, that's discipline. Amen. Amen. She taught me to respect authority. Amen. That's love. Amen. She loved me, praise God, enough to where she wanted everybody else to love me too. Amen. And several of them loved me really well. Amen. I could feel the love that come out of some of them. Praise the Lord. Don't use life. Half of you is there with me. Amen. Just went to a different school. Amen. Praise God. He said, I want you to set up judgments. I want you to teach right and wrong. Praise God. I want them to know the truth. He said, can you imagine old wicked king, praise God, who's making provisions for these people, praise, that weren't their people? But he said, you go up and what you do, he said, I want it to be right. Yeah. Amen. How did he know it's right? Because there's a God in heaven. That's how he knew it's right. Just like you and I know what's right because God gives us conscience. We know what's right. Amen. We don't have to think about it. You say, well, preacher, there's a whole lot of people that don't know right from wrong. Yeah, that's what he said during Ezra's time. He said, all such as know the laws of thy God, amen, that know them. But now watch this. He said, and teach ye them that know them not. Amen. He said, praise God, there's a whole lot of know right from wrong, know what to do and what not to do. Praise God. He said, but there's a whole lot that don't know. He said, it's time that we tell them. Amen. It's time that we tell them. It's time that we take up an old King James Bible. We say, listen, this is what thus says the Word of God. It'll help your life. It'll put you on a straight path. You youngins, praise God, if you'll take this, listen to it, apply it to your life, praise God, you can go through this life and you come out on the other side pleasing to God. Amen. Hey, you don't have to, you may want to be pleasing to your teachers and everybody else, but praise God, I tell you, the best thing to be pleasing to is to God. Amen. Amen. Take this Word, apply it to your life. Get to know Him and that free pardon of sin. Live your life in respect to the authority of God's Word, praise God, and you'll come out well. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You come out swinging, praise God, shouting, praising on the other side. Praise the Lord. That works. He said, teach them. Amen. Praise God. And He said, have judgment that it be executed speedily. You say that nowadays, well, people look at you funny. Amen. Judgment is it's speedily. Praise God. Amen. So let judgment be executed speedily upon them, whether it be unto death or to banishment or confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Nowadays they're wanting to banish our prisons. Said, well, that's an awful thing. We need to get rid of these prisons. What do you do with these criminals? Well, just turn them out on the streets. Amen. Everything will be all right when they kill the rest of us, then they'll have it to themselves. It's ludicrous. But God Almighty, He says, listen, said, execute speedily the judgment of God. Do what God says, praise God. If we get back to executing speedily the judgment of God, all this foolishness would stop in about 2 weeks.
Amen.
Amen. God Almighty would step up and He'd show us, praise God, where we need to be. He already has. He's told us. And if we just step up and do that, that's right. You say, preacher, you believe in that kind of punishment? Praise God. I believe God went at the punishment ought to fit the crime. Amen. Praise God. If you break the law, praise God, you ought to serve time. You ought to pay the price. That's what He's telling Ezra here. He said, go up there and praise God. He said, I want that city to be a good city. He said, when you go up there, he said, you need to execute judgment and execute it speedily. The king said, I don't want to hear stuff floating back down here. Praise, that things is going on up there. It's not right. Amen. You know what happened? You know what the king was saying? He said, I want my reign. I want my realm. I want my people, son, praise God, to be all right. I don't want to have to be worrying about you up there. I want to say, David, hey, the people out here in the world oughtn't have to worry about the church up at the church house. Amen. It ought to be church house people, praise God, praising God, lifting up the Word, following the Word of God. Listening, praise God, because we know what it says. If we don't, praise God, get in here and learn. Amen. He said, teach ye them that know them not. Instruct them. He said, do judgment speedily, praise God. In other words, what He's saying, He said, be ready to deal with every situation. Amen. You say, how do you do that with the Word of God? Praise God. It makes a difference. Praise God. It puts things into perspective. Amen. When we prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. So we see Ezra, he's going up and the things of prayer provision has been made for this dear man of God. Amen. And he goes up, amen, with a heart that's burdened and loaded down. Amen. But because of the burden. Can you imagine the weight that was on him? Now, what was needed, he didn't load it up in a fleet of tractor trailers and haul it up to Jerusalem. That didn't happen. For you young people, they didn't have tractor trailers back then. Amen. Hey, they've never known. Amen. Miles thought they've always been here. Amen. God said, let there be, and boom, as people driving down the road. Amen. Big rigs. Hauling things. So Ezra got ready, he prepared, praise God, to go up and to do that, that bring glory to God. Amen. He prepared his heart. And when he went up and he done that, he began to accomplish those things that he went up for, praise God. He began to see the blessings of God upon him. Can you imagine that man of God, Brother Bill, when the king starts saying, well, Ezra needs that, give it to him. Like, it was like, whoa, praise the Lord. Amen. A day or two later, he says, Lord, come Ezra needs it. He said, King Dog said, give it to him. He said, well, we ain't got it here, so go get it out of King's treasurer. Praise the Lord. I'm glad today, praise God. Hey, we got it today. God's got it to give. It's in the King's treasurer. All we got to do is just ask. Praise God, if we have a need, God Almighty's able to take it out of His treasurer. Praise God. He's got it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a warehouse. Amen. Praise God, Brother Jeff. UPS fit in there a bunch of times. Amen. God's got it, praise God. Better than Prime. Better, praise God. God's got it. God got it to give. God has it all. Amen. He was willing to deliver to Ezra. And praise God, Ezra come out of there rejoicing and praising God. Verse 27, he said, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers. Now, this is Ezra as he begins to praise God and give God glory for what God's doing. He said, blessed be the Lord of our Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. He said, what a blessing. He begins to praise and honor and give God the glory. Praise God, the Lord the glory for the beautiful house that God has created for Himself. Amen. Do you realize, I told the fellas here this afternoon, we was talking a little bit of stuff, and how this place ought to be the most beautiful place in the community. Amen. This is God's place. And it ought to be the most fabulous place in the community, praise God. It ought to be pretty, ought to be beautiful, ought to be gracious. Amen, praise God, because this is God's house. And so Ezra begins to praise God for His blessings, for His glory, praise God. He began to praise God for the favor that God had given him with the king. Amen. Praise God, ain't you glad for the favor that God has given you with the king? I'm talking about King Jesus. Praise God, we've done found favor with the King. Amen. Praise God, the favor is there. God Almighty has given us favor in the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, what a favor it is. And He begins to build upon that favor of God. Amen. He begins to push that thing down. We begin to see it coming down in the mercy of God down to this little old fella named Ezra. Praise God, as he begins to do those things. He said, he hath extended mercy unto me. What kind of mercy? Praise God. He's talking about the grace of an Almighty God. That's extended down to him just like it's extended down to us. That grace, praise God, from the throne of grace that comes down to us. He said that grace from the Almighty. Praise His holy name. Amen. That mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. Amen. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered unto me out of Israel chief men to go up with me. So Ezra says, praise God. He said, I'm just praising God and blessing His name for the mercy He's bestowed upon me, for the grace He's extended to me. That's the unmerited favor of God that He showed to him. The same unmerited favor of God, Brother Robert, that He shows to us today. He extends down to you and I, praise God, those that will seek, prepare our hearts to seek the Lord, praise God, that same grace and same mercy is there today. Amen. Not only is that grace and mercy, but that strength, praise God, that strength of His hand, that, praise God, strengthens us. He offers us strength today, not within ourselves, but strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives it to us, praise God. He puts in us that we need to be strengthened, praise God, by Him. Praise His holy name. And then He has that gathering force, that gathering power to pull us together and pull us eventually one day unto Himself. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. I'm glad that He has the power, the ability, Praise God. That's why we need to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord in everything that we do, to seek His face, praise God, to see Him. And he said, that's what Ezra was. He said he was a ready scribe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 6, he said, Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king began to grant him his request. He said he was a ready scribe. He was ready. Praise God. Verse number 10, he says, and Ezra had prepared his heart. How was he ready? How did he get ready? He had prepared his heart. Amen. Prepared his heart to what? To seek the law of the Lord. Shall we see this little old prophet, praise God, that found favor in the eyes of these heathen kings. And the Bible says that he had prepared his heart. Praise God. How did he prepare it? With the Word of God. Amen. Hey, if we're ever going to prepare a heart, it's going to be with the Word of God. Don't ever belittle the Word of God. Don't ever make it small, praise God. It ought to be the biggest part of our life. The Word of God, amen. That's how we strengthen ourselves. That's how we're hoping in the Lord. And he was ready, praise God, because he prepared his heart with the Word of the Lord. Amen. That's the way we prepare our hearts, isn't it? And he said he was prepared. What did he prepare? His heart. In other words, it took the Word of God and it went from his head to his heart. See, that's what's happening in the world. That's what we're missing today. We've got a whole lot of head knowledge, but we don't have a whole lot of heart knowledge. Amen? Yeah, we miss it by 18 inches, 16, depending on how tall you are. Some of us is longer necked than others. Amen? But praise God, he said we could miss it by just a little bit. But he said he had prepared his heart. Now that heart of heart, praise God, where he lived, Ezra had prepared his heart. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve that would allow Him to do that. He prepared His heart. What did He prepare His heart? To seek the law of the Lord. Amen. He prepared His heart to seek the law of the Lord. And what? And to do it. Now you can seek it all day long, but if you don't do it, it'll be no effect, to no avail. But praise God, when you begin to do what God says to do, praise God, it begins to make a difference in your life. We begin to see God a moving upon us and moving us, praise God, in different directions. He said he began to seek the law of the Lord and he began to do it. Amen. If we begin to seek the law of the Lord, praise God, and we begin to do the law of the Lord, we begin to do the things God tells us to do, then what do we do? Is that a stopping point? Is that where we quit? Is that where we quit? No, that's where we get started. Amen. He said to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Amen. He said, what did he say? He said, we begin to seek the law of the Lord. He said, then we begin to do it, to do what God says, and then we begin to teach it to others. How do we teach it to others? By example. Amen. By living a life that's pleasing to God. How did Ezra get to where he got to, praise God? By pleasing God. By doing the thing, praise God, to bring honor and glory to the precious Lamb of God. Amen. He began to seek the law of the Lord. He prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, praise God, to do it and to teach it, praise God, to bring instruction to the people of God. We ought to be, and to those that's lost, according to the king, he said, go up there and show the ones that know and the ones that don't know. Amen. If they don't know, teach them. Where are we messing up today? Amen. We're not teaching them. Amen. Praise God. We need to be teaching those that don't know. They don't know the truth. They don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We ought to be telling them about Jesus. Amen. Every opportunity we get, we ought to be looking for one. Trying to find an opportunity. He said, well, did it make a difference? Let me just show you the difference and I'll hush. Amen. I know you want me to. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, the Bible says this. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. Amen. So for several hours, he read from the Word of God. He said, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mathaniah and Shemaiah and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Masaniah on the right hand, on his right hand, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Meshael and Micah and Hashem and Hashbandana and Zechariah and Meshcham. And Ezra opened a book in the sight of all the people, for he was above the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord. He said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Can you see it? And everybody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he opened a book inside all the people, and all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with the lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Say, what did they do, preachers? They went, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, like the old beggar, not even worthy to look up at the Lord, but his head bowed down. He said, forgive me, a sinner, Lord. But they lift their hands and they said, Lord God, praise your holy name. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said, and he talks about these men again. He said, caused the people to understand, verse number 7, the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly. Brother Jeff, they didn't read the funny paper. They read the Word of God distinctly and gave the sense. You know, this old book makes sense, don't it? Amen. He said, and caused them to understand the reading. Amen. They caused them to understand what it said. And Nathan, which is the Tirshathite, and Ezra the priest, the scribe. Now he's talking about Tirshathite is a governor. And the Levites that taught the people said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. It stirred their heart. Amen. Praise God. Then said he unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto your Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Praise be to God. Because he prepared his heart to seek the Lord. Amen. It's time that we prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. Make it ready to receive the things of God. It makes all the difference. Praise God. This man of God, he prepared his heart. He sought the Lord. Praise God. And God began to bless him. He began to provide for him. Used wicked kings. Praise God. And brought him out. Brought him up. And praise God, he come out shouting, praising, giving God glory. Amen. For all he had done. Amen. What does the Bible teach? He said, the Bible teaches here to be ready. He said, Ezra was a ready scribe. Amen. He was ready. He had done, studied the Word, done, seen what it said, applied it to his heart, applied it to his life, and lived it for God's glory, that the people might see it. And the king said, go up there, Lord, take what you've got. He said, you teach it to them that know, you show it to them, and them that don't know, praise God, you teach it to them. Show them, praise the Lord. Amen. What we need today, praise the Lord, is we need to prepare our heart to seek the Lord. Just get in there and just seek Him with every fiber in us, praise God, that we might find Him and find Him early.